more special English to come. First, we tell about what is in the news. Then the program, American Stories. We read about a place called Gabrielle's by Robert Paul Smith. A man returns to a city in which he once lived. Very little has changed. Special English features are on our internet website. You can find them at www.voa.gov/special.
This is Steve Ember with the VOA Special English Program in the News. The International Olympic Committee this week chose a doctor from Belgium as its president. Jacques Rogge will serve at least 8 years. He replaced Juan Antonio Samaranch of Spain, who served as president for 21 years. Dr. Rogge received support from more than half the delegates in a second vote during a meeting in Moscow. He has worked for many years with the International Olympic Committee, known as the IOC. He is 59 years old. Kim On-young of South Korea placed second in the secret voting for president of the committee. Other candidates were Dick Pound of Canada, Paul Schmidt of Hungary, and Anita de France of the United States. Last week, the IOC chose Beijing, China, to hold the Summer Olympic Games of 2008. Dr. Rogge will be chief advisor to Beijing officials as they prepare for Olympic events. The city received more than two times as many votes as Toronto, Canada, its closest opponent. Paris, France, Istanbul, Turkey, and Osaka, Japan also were competing to hold the Olympic Games in 2008. Committee delegates said they hope the Chinese government will become more open as it prepares for the Games. The delegates said they also hoped China's human rights and environmental policies will improve. China plans to begin its most important building project for the Olympics since the Great Wall was built. It has also announced plans for a costly program to reduce pollution. Observers called the election of Dr. Rogge a move to reform the worldwide sports organization. The new president says he will place great importance on preventing Olympic competitors from using banned drugs. Experts say his long record of honesty may help the Olympics recover from charges of illegal actions. The accusations are linked to the Winter Games of 2002. 10 Olympic Committee members reportedly accepted gifts and large amounts of money to choose Salt Lake City, Utah, to hold the events. The American government charged 5 people in connection with these gifts. Earlier this week, a federal judge dismissed 4 of 15 charges against 2 men who led Salt Lake City's campaign to get the Olympics. The judge also postponed their trial. The new president of the International Olympic Committee has been active in the Olympics since he was a young man. Jacques Rogge is a champion sailor who competed in 3 Olympic sailing events, the last in 1976. He has been a member of the International Olympic Committee for 10 years. Dr. Rogge had a major responsibility for plans for the 2000 Olympics in Sydney, Australia. Those games were highly successful. This VOA Special English in the News program was written by Geraldine Watson. I'm Steve Ember.